Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalutani. The State Level Census Coordination Committee, SLCCC, yesterday reviewed the preparedness for the first phase of Census 2027 in Nagaland. The meeting, chaired by Home Commissioner Abhijit Sinha, was held at the Chief Secretary's Conference Hall in the Nagaland Civil Secretariat, Kohima. During the meeting, Director of Census Operations and Director of Citizen Registration for Nagaland, Dr. Kenny Lutyolie Mecheo, presented a detailed review of preparations for the house listing operation, which is scheduled to be conducted from July 1st to 30th this year. Dr. Mecheo informed the committee that 6,461 census functionaries have been appointed across the state. He said the training of master trainers, field trainers, principal census officers, district census officers, charge officers, supervisors and enumerators has either been completed or is currently underway. A total of 130 field trainers have already been trained, while training for 1,010 supervisors and 5,124 enumerators will be conducted between June 8th and 25th. The Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSC Kohima, in collaboration with Parak NCERT New Delhi, is conducting a four-day workshop on Parak Taxonomy and Development of Competency-Based Question Bank for ITMS in Kohima, which began yesterday. Addressing the inaugural session, NBSC Secretary and Chairperson, Additional Charge, Rangumbuing Sarangbe, said that the National Education Policy, NEP 2020, and the National Curriculum Framework, NCF 2023, have laid the foundation for reforms in the education system. He noted that Parak has provided key assessment tools, including the taxonomy and guidelines for developing balanced and competency-based question papers, which form the focus of the workshop. Delivering the keynote address virtually, CEO and Head Parak, Professor Indrani Bhaduri, said Parak's taxonomy supports competency-based education by promoting higher-order thinking skills and aligning curriculum, teaching and assessment through a unified framework. Altogether, 73 teachers from across the state are participating, which will continue till the 5th of June. In a continued effort towards public service and community-oriented policing, Kohima Police has successfully traced and returned 33 lost and stolen mobile phones worth approximately 5.86 lakh rupees to their rightful owners. According to Kohima Police, all 29 mobile phones recovered over the past 1.5 months have now been handed over to their owners. Following the earlier return of 17 recovered mobile phones valued at around 3 lakh rupees at South Police Station, the remaining 12 mobile phones worth approximately 2.14 lakh rupees were handed over to their owners at North Police Station on June 1st. Police officials also informed that prior to these recoveries, 4 additional mobile phones valued at approximately 72,500 rupees had been successfully traced and returned to their owners. Nagaland's Directorate of Fire and Emergency Services has issued a public advisory on fire safety for residential buildings and commercial establishments during the summer season. The advisory, issued in line with the Ministry of Home Affairs Directive, urges people to avoid overloading electrical circuits, ensure regular inspection of wiring and appliances, and maintain clear emergency exits. Residents have been advised to handle LPG cylinders safely and keep emergency numbers handy, while commercial establishments have been directed to maintain fire protection systems, conduct regular safety audits, and hold mock drills. The department has appealed to the public to follow fire safety measures and dial 101 in case of emergencies. A Delhi court yesterday extended the judicial custody of 5 accused in the NEET paper leak case till 15th of this month. On Monday, 2 other accused were sent to 14 days of judicial custody. The CBI has arrested 13 accused in the case so far. And Prasar Bharati's digital streaming platform Waves OTT has crossed 1 crore registered users in less than 2 years after its launch in November 2024. Ministry of Information and Broadcasting said the achievement marks a significant step in the growth of the country's public digital media ecosystem. The ministry said this reflects the increasing adoption of indigenous digital platforms offering trusted, inclusive and diverse content to audiences in India and across the world. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.